Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled Dreams of Submission. He molds me like clay. He shapes me like his being. I bend before him obediently as he holds my soul. He shapes me to his liking. He holds my hand and pulls me farther into his world. Oh yes, I want him. He is beyond my reach. His male scent fills my senses as I strain to feel his touch. Yes, oh, I want him so bad. I feel myself losing control as he touches me with his instrument of passion. Yes, his hot tongue licks my flower and I moan with pleasure. My hands bound, my eyes closed. Oh, this man of mystery holds me close and fills my desires. I am powerless. Oh, yes, I bend to his form, wanting and needing him. So am I mad? No, I am intoxicated by this man. As he touches my lips with his, he plays me like a fine instrument, knowing when to touch me. I moan for more. I crave more. Oh, fuck. Yes, I need more of him. In his eyes, I see his passion. My moans please him. My cries burst within him. Yes, he knows I am his creation, his wanton, ardent slut. And he smiles because I am his art, and he is the master. And I will always surrender to him. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Oh, this is my fantasy about you, sir. Can you handle it? Oh, I know you can, baby. Let's begin. The train seemed to take an eternity to travel the few short miles into London, England. I looked out the window and thought of you, sir, waiting for me. On arrival at the station, I summoned a cab to take me to the hotel. I wanted the most quickest direct route. The hotel loomed large and palatial, and I could feel my heart beating irregularly. Oh, the anticipation and nerves filled me. I felt dizzy. Oh, I knocked timidly on the door and waited anxiously for you to answer. As you opened the door, I could hear my heartbeat. You smiled at me and took my hand, leading me into the bedroom. We exchanged pleasantries, but could both feel the electricity between us. Yes, baby, you looked so calm, and I was a nervous wreck. My normally calm and collected manner lay abandoned outside the hotel door. You told me to sit myself on the chair in the corner of the room, and I obeyed. You looked at me and slowly discarded the confines of your clothes, undressing very slowly. I sat and watched as you requested, baby. My breathing was shallow as I struggled to appear composed, but inside, I ached, yes. Nerves mingled with excitement were running through my body, and you stood before me, yes, baby, naked. And yes, I marveled at your sexy body. Your beautiful cock was a few feet from me, and I longed to touch, but was too frightened to move. Oh, you held me still with your eyes, and I knew I had to wait. You moved your foot from side to side again, this time harder, and my legs opened wide. Yes, you continued to stroke. As you took a step back, my pussy was visible to you, and you had obviously noticed that I was very, very wet. Oh, it tingled as warm air wafted over it. I clenched the arms of the chair tightly as you looked at my pussy, glistening and swollen. Yes, baby, now fully visible. You told me to stand and discard the skirt, and I did so, and then sat down again. you told me to move closer to the edge of the chair and spread my legs wider. And oh yes, baby, I obeyed. You left the room and returned seconds later, moving to my side. You placed a blindfold around my head. I could see nothing. This added to my excitement, and I felt that my heart would leave my body. Taking my hand, you pulled me to a standing position and masterfully removed the rest of my clothes, being careful not to touch my double D breasts. Yes, baby. Oh, I stood blind and naked before you. Momentarily, I panicked, afraid that I would not please you. Oh, then you sat me in the chair again. And then you ran a finger around my lips, gently parting them. I could feel your finger against the tip of my tongue. Then taking your finger out, you made my lips wet with my own saliva. Yes, baby. Then moved my head to the side. I could hear you stroking your beautiful cock inches from my mouth. God, I want that cock of yours right now. I could smell you were very close. You placed your cock to my wet lips. Yes, baby. And saggled them and pushing forward very slowly. Your head squeezed between my lips. Yes, you tasted wonderful. The urge to suck and lick you was overwhelming, but I knew I had to wait for your command. You continued to stroke your beautiful cock while it was between my lips, and I could physically feel my clit swelling. Oh God, I'm so fucking horny. I need that cock badly. Yes, baby. I took your cock from my mouth, and then you pulled me into a standing position again. Taking my arms in front of me, you gently placed cuffs around my wrists and led me to the bed, asking me to kneel on the edge of the bed with my knees apart. You pushed me and extended my arms in front of me and attached my wrist to another restraint. Oh yes, I love this, baby. That forced my head to lie on my arms outstretched in front of me. I felt so vulnerable, but knew that I was safe with you, and I could sense you standing behind me and could hear that you were stroking your beautiful cock inches from my body. Oh, I need to taste that cock. I need that cock in my pussy. I just have, well, cock obsession. I need to wash up that cock right now. God, I love your cock. Yes, I felt the heat from your hands over my ass as you ran your hands slowly and softly down my back. Yes, baby, and across my ass and back again. Oh, fuck, I wanted to move. I wanted to scream. Then I could feel your breath following the path your hands had taken, and I shivered. Yes, baby. Oh, yes. Your tongue was warm as it traced along my spine. Every nerve of my body tingling, moving lower across my ass. God, I love your magical tongue, baby. Yes, your tongue traced over my ass, and I heard a moan escape from my mouth. Oh, yes. The urge to move against you was overwhelming me, and your tongue moved lower still, and so gently traced my pussy. Never once did you take my clit, and I wanted to scream. Oh, yes. Oh, I could feel my juices started to flow, and just as I was nearing the point of no return, you stopped. I felt angry that I could not come, but that wasn't to last long. A few moments later, I felt the familiar sensation of a vibrator against my pussy, moving back and forth. You inserted the vibrator between my lips, and I moaned loudly, and what was to come deeper still, moving in and out. I had to concentrate so fucking hard not to come there. Oh, and then the vibrator was massaging my G-spot. And the sensation was wonderful. Oh, yes, baby. Deeper still, I could feel it against my neck, of my womb. And I somehow resisted the edge to pump against it. Yes, baby. With a vibrator deep inside my pussy, you place a wet finger against my ass and ease it inside. Yes, sagging, moving. Yes, in and out. My breathing was so fucking fast. My heart beat rapid. No, oh yes, keep going, baby. Another finger, and you return to that vibrator too, moving it in and out a little faster now. Oh yes, baby. One lapse of concentration, and I fucking knew I would come. But just as I could hold on no longer, fuck, you stop it again. And I could feel your cock press against my ass. Yes, applying pressure and moving forward so slowly. Oh, fuck, I was so tight, not helped by the vibrator deep in my pussy. You never faltered, continuing the steady pressure. Oh, you began to enter me. Oh, fuck, I love that cock. Oh, I need that cock. Oh, yes. I wanted to rub my clit, but it ached. Oh, fuck. You started to pump my ass slowly at first. With every forward movement, you brush against a vibrator and cause such wonderful sensations. Yes. I wanted to scream loud. Deeper. Still, my body adjusted to take your beautiful cock all in and out. In and out. Yes. Baby, fuck me. Fuck me. You roughly grab my hips, pulling yourself deeper. Still. God, I love your cock. You took me to limits that I never fucking knew existed, knowing just what to do to keep me just under my peak for such a long fucking time. You started to move faster and harder. I could feel the urgency in your body now, just as you were reaching the edge. You reached around and took my clit between thumb and finger. Oh fuck. Oh God. My body started to convulse immediately. Ripples of pleasure soared through my body. So fucking pleasurable. I thought I might faint, and I could feel my juices flowing from my body as you pumped me so fucking hard. I could feel your cock twitch and pulsate. Yes. I'm coming. Oh God, are you coming too? Oh fuck, yes. Yes. Oh fuck. It's the best sex I ever had. Oh, fuck. With one last thrust, you withdrew your cock and placed it on my back. Hot, long squirts of cum shot all over my back and between my ass, running down over my pussy. Like that, baby? I know you do. Yes. Fuck. The alarm clock woke me up from my deep sleep. Oh, fuck. So unfair. And I wanted it to continue. Well, maybe this time I can make the dream become a reality with you, baby. Would you like that? Oh, what a great dream. I'm going to be thinking about your cock fucking me all day long. Yes, baby. I need the D, and I need it now. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Yes, baby, stay wet. Oh, yes, stay. Salty Vixen, goodbye.